He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, April the 4th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had our jobs report this morning, and not bad. You know, the unemployment rate remains at 6.7%. We had 192,000 jobs created. If you buy into the numbers that sometimes I think might be massaged just a little bit. But remember that magic number was 6.5, okay, that the Fed was looking at. Once we get to 6.5, you're going to start seeing rate hikes. And then, of course, Ms. Yellen's been saying, well, we didn't really mean that. So we'll just have to see where this all lands. But you do have to realize that 6.7 is very close to 6.5 right now. The Dow's up 24 points, so kind of a tepid response. That's how you really measure the jobs report, is how the market reacts, not how the labor secretary reacts. Well, this was a wonderful report. The jobs are booming, growing. No, you look at the market. The market's up 23 points on the Dow. The Nasdaq's down 2 points, okay? So the Nasdaq's not really popping a cork on this jobs report. The S&P 500's up 5, 1893. We've had some big rotation take place in the market, very turbulent rotation over the last couple of weeks. More on that in a moment. Gold's at $1,298 per ounce. Crude oil is at 101.20, which lines Putin and his buddies' pockets with rubles. The euro is at 1.37, and the 10-year yield's actually backed off to 2.75. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we've had quite a couple of weeks here in the market, and I've likened it to the ocean, which I think is a very good analogy. You know, several times a year, the ocean just decides to turn over. You know, any large body of water will do that. Deep lakes will do that. All of a sudden, the cold water down deep will rise to the surface, and the warm water on top will go back down to the deeps, the depths, where it can cool off for a while. And the cool water comes to the surface where it can warm up. And usually it's quite turbulent. In fact, you can go out on the ocean one day, and it's a beautiful purple-blue color. And the next day, it's green and cloudy and cold. And you know what's happened? The market or the ocean has turned over. And it usually kills fishing for a while. But then once it settles, and there's a key word, settles. Once it settles in, the water starts warming up again. It starts clearing. The sediment starts sinking towards the bottom. And the fish may show up in a different area, but the fish start biting again. Now, why do I use this analogy? Because at the beginning of this year, as I said yesterday, there was something not right with this market. You know, we had one heck of a year in 2013. No complaints from me whatsoever. It was one of the best years we've had in a long time overall. If you didn't participate, then you weren't listening to my advice, or you were in an asset allocation that probably delivered 6 or 7% to you, or you were loaded up in gold, which was down 28%, or you were spread all around the world markets, which didn't do any good. You should have had a terrific year last year. No excuses. Not if you listen to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Not if you got my weekly newsletter. Not if you looked at my app daily or listen to my podcast daily. Now, something started to change the beginning of the year. That began with the fish not being hungry like they were before, as hungry as they were before. And I could sense that the market had a feeling to it that it was topping. Now, not the entire market, the leadership area of the market. And I'm not going to repeat again today where the leadership was in 2013. We all know where it was. It was a very narrow band of water that was sweeping through the market last year, carrying people to big returns and leading to bounteous harvests in 401ks and IRAs all across America. But something started to change. You could just feel it in the air. You know, a good fisherman who's been out on the water every day of his life. I had a client that was a half-day boat captain for many, many years here in San Diego. He went out to those local kelp beds in that half-day boat carrying a bunch of passengers at 5:30 a.m. to those fishing grounds every single day of his life for many, many years. And he could tell you, I'm sure he could, when he was clearing the harbor, he could feel just something not quite right. The wind has changed. There's debris on the surface of the ocean that wasn't there before. The birds are gone. Just something not right. And I had that feeling at the beginning of the year because I'm out on the water every single day. And it was, you know, enough to make me put up a yellow flag. I only have three flags here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have a green flag, which means pedal to the metal, all is clear. We got to make hay while the sun shines. That was up for the most part of 2013, and we made hay. I have a red flag, which I have not flown in a long, long, long time because we're in the midst of a five-year-old bull market. But the red flag is packed away in my drawer somewhere. And if I need it at some point in time, not if I need it, when I need it at some point in the future, I'm not afraid to fly that red flag. But in the interim, I have a yellow flag. It's a caution flag. When there's an oil spill at the Indianapolis 500, they put up the cautious flag. And the cars come down from 210 miles per hour to like 40, 30 miles per hour, right? Caution. Caution. And that's why I put up the yellow flag, because I just sensed that there was something not right. I didn't know quite what it was. Now looking back in hindsight, the market was getting ready to do what the ocean does. The cold water was getting ready to come to the surface, and the warm water was getting ready to sink to the bottom. And it was happening in a very orderly process. It was playing right into my wheelhouse. One by one, I was picking off my leaders and selling them for big triple-digit profits. And then all of a sudden, there was a couple of catalysts that sent this nice orderly rotation into a spin, into spin mode, just like on your washing machine. You put it on spin mode. Boy, that thing goes faster than you can shake a stick at. And that's what happened in the market. Two people, Janet Yellen and Henry Waxman, put the spin cycle on. They pressed the wrong button. By accident, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was a Freudian slip. Maybe they were getting worried about the frothy biotechs. Maybe they want to socialize drugs like Hillary wanted to do. I don't know. But it sent the market into a spin mode, a rapid rotation, not an orderly rotation. And I got caught just a little bit in the last few innings of that spin mode. But just like rearranging the furniture in the house, it's no fun repainting the walls, laying down new carpet, putting granite up on the countertops. Sometimes we do total makeovers on our homes. And then we're happy when it's all done. The last 3-4 weeks has been very turbulent, as I've completely changed the area that I'm fishing in right now. It's a whole new area that's produced very well in the past. Very well. I've cleaned up in the energy patch. The high-tech, low PE stocks from around the globe, which have been completely ignored for the last 2.5 years, 2 years, while those momentum darlings, those social media darlings, those new drug candidate darlings have led this market. They will come back and lead the market again at some point in time, and the current leaders will sink to the bottom. But for now, it seems like the spin mode is coming to a grinding halt. We have a new direction in the market. We have to ride that new area of the market that is now producing, and it's starting to produce. You can see this week's newsletter at pwstreet.com just exactly where the spin mode has stopped. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's the real difficulty for most investors. And I think it's a lesson on life in general. You know, it's not easy to admit when we're wrong. I mean, I've seen people, you know, deny, right on into prison, right? And I've seen people that just had a hard time admitting when they're wrong. We all do. Look, it's kind of the natural human that wants to hold to our theories or whatever, that we're right. It's more important to be right than anything else in life. Well, you know what? Let's flash back to the year 1999 and 2000, when the dot-com stocks were soaring to the moon. You think SpaceX and Elon Musk launching satellites, lobbing them into outer space. You should have seen some of these dot-coms being lobbed and launched into outer space back then. And it made guys like Henry Blodgett and Garrett Von Wagner and these momentum guys, it made them rock stars at that time. Just like rock star, the Bond guy, the Bond King, PIMCO, Bond King, Bill Gross recently, okay? And then things started to change in the spring of 2000. I remember it well. I was there. I was swimming in the water with the sharks at that time all around me. And it started off with a little bitty sell-off in the dot-com stocks. And, of course, all the proponents came forward saying, oh, we've entered into a new paradigm. This is the Internet age. Almost like this is the enlightened era. Things have changed. And the one phrase that I can remember from those years was, valuation doesn't matter anymore. Guess what? Valuation did matter. Those people that were saying at the top, NASDAQ 5,300, weren't saying that when the NASDAQ was at 1,600, down 79% just 2 years later. What happened to those people that were saying valuation doesn't matter anymore? Somehow, they disappeared. A lot of them were washed right out of the business. Gone. They were loath to admit that they were wrong, and they rode their stocks into the ground. I'm talking $125 stocks, $300 stocks down to $1 or $2 per share. Now, I don't know that we'll ever have a bashing like that. I think we all learned a very important lesson back then. But there's going to be bubbles from time to time that build in the market, and folks are going to believe that they're going to go on forever, that there's no end to the bubble, like the single-family home bubble in the year 2007, like the bond bubble in the year 2012, like the NASDAQ bubble in the year 2000. We've just witnessed another little bubble here in the market, in the social media, internet, tech, biotech, pharmaceutical stock. Not a major bubble, but one that was blown out of proportion from a valuation point of view and from a popularity point of view. And now those stocks, all of a sudden, have lost their glamour, have lost their glitter, and now many people are cursing at them. But there's those that say, no, they'll regain leadership. The great social media stocks will come back and assume leadership. And I'm sticking with them. And I'm not going to change my portfolio. Look, everybody's got to decide for themselves what they want to do, how they want to handle their portfolio. But I've learned over time, being in the market, swimming with sharks every single day, I'll tell you the one thing you don't want to argue with. It's the market. You don't want to argue with what the market's doing. You don't want to argue with the cycles that are changing rapidly in the market. You can argue all you want. look at the guys that have argued for the last 5 years that you should not be in this market. You should be in gold. You should be shorting this market. It's a phony market. They've been absolutely wrong for the last 5 years. Do they ever say, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry. I led a lot of you astray. A lot of people have missed out on a major opportunity. No. They'll never admit that they're wrong, okay? They're going to ride right into the ground and take all their subscribers and take all their followers with them. Now, I'm not saying there's a situation like that now. I'm just saying there's been a reverberation in the market. There's been a rotation in the market. And you can be stubborn and hold on to what worked last year and keep fishing in the same areas because you know it produced fish last year. This was a great fishing hole last year. Surely it's going to be a great fishing hole this year. The interview I had this past week with Doug Fabian was fantastic. There's a guy who grew up in the industry. His father noticed that markets move in cycles. Back in the mid-70s, he started his telephone switch newsletter, telling people where the market was going at any given point in time. And he also recognized there were times to not even be in the market, okay? Because some cycles can be very, very vicious. And you can ignore that the water temperature is changing. You could ignore that the wind has changed. You can ignore that the fish aren't biting anymore. You're not seeing them on your sonar underneath the boat. You could keep wasting gas and time and fuel and bait and all the expenses that go along with fishing. Believe me, it's much cheaper to run down to the local fish market for a nice fillet of halibut than it is to go chasing them for a day off the shores of San Diego. But, you know, it's a lot more fun chasing them than going into the fish market. But at some point in time, you have to realize that the market has changed. And if you don't change with it, yeah, you know, I've seen the results over the years. I've seen the results over the years, and the results aren't good. So you know what? That was one of the major driving forces behind the app that I developed, the Best Stocks Now app, which is now available on the PC, beststocksnowapp.com. It shows the cycles. It gives the weather forecast. It shows the reality of the market. And you can argue with it all that you want. It has no opinion. It just spits back what it observes on a daily basis. Get my newsletter, pwstreet.com. Take a look at the app, beststocksnowapp.com. We're going to replay the interview with Mr. Fabian yesterday, and I want you to listen very, very carefully and ask yourself if this doesn't make a lot of sense. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody. I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, Would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're heard Monday through Friday from Miami to Honolulu and all kinds of places in between. And I'm real happy to have a guest on here with us today, one of the pioneer families in really the newsletter industry for the financial markets. Doug Fabian is the president of Fabian Wealth Strategies. I believe he's just up the line here in Newport Beach. Of course, we're in San Diego. Fabian Wealth Strategies is a fee-only, like myself, ETF-focused asset-managed company. Doug is also the managing editor of Successful Investing. Now, this is the newsletter that I was talking about, which his father, Dick Fabian started in 1977. The newsletter and the topic of ETFs versus mutual funds is what we're going to talk about a little bit. And I want to get Doug's take on this current market. Doug, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Oh, I was telling my listeners here just a little while ago, when I first got into the market back in the early 80s, you know, your father was one of the pioneers that I followed, his telephone switch newsletter. And I can remember going to the money shows. And of course, back then it was Al Frank, the prudent speculator, and no load fund X and things like this. And these were the early newsletters that we looked to for guidance as investors.
Well, thank you, Bill. My dad set up a great tradition for our family. My dad's still doing well health-wise. He's in his 90s, and he's still active in the markets himself, still loves the markets. And, of course, he brought the no-load fund message to many people in the early 70s and 80s. And I'm trying to do the same thing now with the advantages of exchange-traded funds for investors here in this century.
Well, you know what, Doug? I have my son that works for me, and when he grows up, he wants to do what you're doing, taking over the business, you know, from dad. Now, when he was growing up, when I was growing up, we didn't have words like Google and Yelp and texting and exchange-traded funds. Exchange-traded funds have come onto the scene here recently. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the advent of the exchange-traded fund and what's the difference between a mutual fund.
Well, Bill, the important to remember that ETFs have now been around 20 years with the, you know, the launch of the first exchange-traded fund, SPY, by State Street back in 1993. So they've been around a while now. There's over 1,500 products. I think most of your listeners probably understand the advantages of an index fund versus an actively managed fund, and we certainly have the Vanguard organization to thank for bringing the index fund to the mainstream. An exchange-traded fund is basically a mutual fund that trades like a stock, so you can buy and sell intraday, obviously not necessary, but most ETFs, 95% of all exchange-traded funds, are based on an underlying index. That index, obviously, in today's computer age, can be priced every second of every day based on the price of the underlying stocks or other investments. You can invest easily in international markets, in commodities, in fixed income, in multi-asset products with exchange-traded funds. But the biggest message I have for your listeners today is I really want them to look closely at their mutual funds. And I believe that many investors have kind of gotten a little bit lazy, fallen asleep here, not realizing that mutual funds charge very high fees. You never see those fees. You never get a statement for those fees. So it seems like mutual funds are free, but obviously they are far from free. Just to give you a simple example, we all are paying $4 a gallon gasoline here in California. Well, what if I could tell you a gas station in town where you could get gas for a dollar? Would you be interested in that? I think most people would say absolutely. That's a 75% discount. That's the cost differential between the average equity mutual fund and the average equity stock ETF. So there's a big advantage, and the sooner you adopt exchange-traded funds, the sooner you're going to start saving money, and you're going to have a better investing experience.
You know, I totally agree with you. It almost is like the mutual fund industry is becoming a bit of a, well, I think it'll become a bit of a dinosaur at some point in time. And there's got to be, I don't know what the metrics are, but there's got to be a lot of money flowing out of the mutual fund industry and into the ETF industry.
Well, there is by advisors, Bill. But get this statistic. In the first quarter of 2014, $50 billion flowed into equity mutual funds. And in regards to equity ETFs, because there are more active flows, was only $1.6 billion. So in this last quarter, as mom and pop, regular investors have gotten more into the market, as the market has risen higher, they've ratcheted up their money into mutual funds. Now, the differential between assets under management between ETFs and mutual funds is $1.7 trillion for ETF, $13 trillion for mutual funds.
Wow.
I am on a mission, Bill. I am on a mission like my father, who brought the no-load fund. Back when we started the Telephone Switch newsletter, load fees were 8.5%. 8.5% to buy a load mutual fund.
Oh, I remember.
And now, of course, you know, nobody pays those kinds of commissions. But I'm now on this personal mission to bring the low-cost exchange-traded fund message to investors around the country. And there was a lot to be... there's a little bit of a knowledge gap, Bill. You understand this. When you're, you know, moving from a simple mutual fund to an ETF, you got to open up a brokerage account. You got to understand how to place a limit order or a market order. And part of my mission is educating investors on that small knowledge gap. It's kind of like when you got your smartphone. You know, there was this knowledge gap. You needed to learn how to use it. But I'm going to teach people how to use exchange-traded funds. I'm going to teach them how to lower fees, and I'm going to teach them how to be better investors.
I want to remind you, we're talking to Doug Fabian, who's the president of Fabian Wealth Strategies, and his website is Fabian.com, real easy to remember, Fabian.com. He also writes a newsletter that I'm sure there's some kind of a free offer there for folks that want to look into this. Doug, isn't the 401k industry, that's where I see the mutual funds still dominating. That's got to be a big chunk of that $13 trillion is in those 401ks where folks have to invest in mutual funds.
That is correct, Bill. It's about $4 trillion of the $13 trillion. Very good observation. But they're starting to come out with new 401k plans that are built around mutual funds. They're in their infancy. And so I would expect firms like Fidelity and Vanguard to, you know, to start offering these types of plans to investors. But in the years ahead, I think 5 years from now, people will have access to ETFs through their 401ks. But it's a slow curve right now. There's a lot of money getting made, Bill, by the mutual fund companies. So they are going to... They're going to fight like mad to hang on to their asset flows. But we got to bring the message of education like my dad did, and that's what I want to do. That, you know, hey, if you got a $100,000 portfolio and it's in mutual funds, you can start saving more than $100 a month. Over a 20-year period of time, you could save $30,000 in fees, ETFs versus mutual funds. Over a 30-year period of time, the numbers start to get astronomical, that you could be saving $75,000 in total fees over a 30-year period of time. So I'm going to continue to work on this and help people understand how ETFs work and what the advantages are, and that's my message I'm bringing to your audience today.
And, of course, you're up against Goliath. I think of Fidelity Funds and how much money is parked at Fidelity. To my knowledge, Fidelity has no exchange-traded funds. Do you think they have any plans for any?
Well, Bill, as a matter of fact, they just launched 19 ETFs at the beginning of January.
Hmm.
They got into the sector ETF field. You know, remember, sector mutual funds were introduced by Fidelity back in the 80s. We covered them in the Telephone Switch newsletter. I believe the year was 1983 that they introduced sector funds. But they came out with sector ETFs at Fidelity. They've got some fixed income ETFs, and they're working on introducing actively managed exchange-traded funds introduced by Fidelity. So there's a lot going on in the industry. Things are changing.
Yeah, it seems to like the tide has shifted, and it's definitely ETFs, exchange-traded funds. Money is going to continue to flow. I think that balance between the two, exchange-traded funds and mutual funds, is going to come more into balance. Money is going to continue to flow
exactly
out of mutual funds and into exchange-traded funds. Doug, also, you know, the Telephone Switch newsletter, it's about cycles in the market, right? The market is not the same every year
Absolutely.
After year.
Absolutely, Bill.
Can you hold on through the break? I want to talk to you about this
sure.
when we come back. Okay, great. I'm talking to Doug Fabian, Fabian.com, his dad, one of the pioneers in the industry. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're talking to Doug Fabian from one of the pioneering families, really, in the newsletter business, the money management business, the shift to no-load funds, the shift to exchange-traded funds now. Doug is the president of Fabian Wealth Strategies. The website is Fabian.com. Doug, tell me a little bit about you carry on the tradition. It's a weekly newsletter, correct, that goes out?
Well, we do if you remember, the Telephone Switch newsletter had a monthly newsletter with a weekly hotline. And then, of course, when email was added, we had a monthly newsletter with a weekly email, and that's the format that we're still in today. Certainly, anytime we have an action signal that we want to send out, we send out a special bulletin to subscribers. Obviously, there's many ways to be able to communicate today with people via the Internet. And, of course, you know, I have my own radio show and the like. And so we're using all mediums to communicate with people and get the message out.
And that newsletter today is called Successful Investing. Do you offer any kind of people can go on Fabian.com and look at the different services that you offer, correct?
Exactly. And I have a free, if listeners are interested in exchange traded funds and learning more about ETFs, I've got a free weekly e-letter that I do that you can sign up out at at Fabian.com. That's an easy way. Of course, if you wanted to get a subscription to Successful Investing, it's $77 for a year. So it's a low-cost service, but we add a lot of value. One of the things I just this past week, Bill, I'll mention, obviously we still use our trend-following techniques, and we broke above the 200-day averages for the emerging markets.
Uh-huh.
And I gave a new buy signal for some emerging market ETFs last week. One of the things I'm constantly doing is monitoring those areas of the market that have been out of favor for a new emerging bull market. And I think the emerging markets and the commodities are very interesting this year. And certainly the U.S. market is still in an uptrend. I also like international dividends versus U.S. dividends. Via ETFs, you can get a 6% dividend yield on international dividend ETFs versus a less than 3% dividend yield on domestic U.S. dividend ETFs. So I just will give listeners a few things that I'm talking about in my newsletters right now.
Boy, Doug, we are like-minded. I said, the emerging markets have just been hammered for the last couple of years, and I had the same signal about 2 weeks ago. I said, it's time for those emerging markets once again. And you know what? I see a move right now away from high PE and stuff that's really, high growth. I see a move to low PE, value, and international.
Right. Right. There's always a rotation going on in the market, Bill, and we've had a great run in U.S. stocks. But I bet most of your listeners have U.S.-centric portfolios, high-growth portfolios in the hot areas, and I think now's the time to be, outlining, different strategies, rotating some of your winners into some new emerging trends, and you got to realize that markets are changing all the time. So, I think that your message out there is spot on.
Doug, you're up in the Newport Beach area, right?
That is correct.
Okay, I'm down in the San Diego area, and it is a gorgeous day, by the way, for all of our Minnesota listeners and elsewhere. It's a gorgeous day. Do you do any fishing up there by chance?
Well, a little bit of fishing out of Long Beach, and I live in Huntington Beach. I'm a big surfer, so I surf in Huntington Beach, and so we enjoy the Southern California lifestyle. I've been out here since I was born in Connecticut, but my dad came out with the Dodgers in '59, so I've been here for 50 plus years, and love my hometown, Huntington Beach.
Well, you were doing good till you mentioned the Dodgers who beat our Padres. but you're a surfer. You understand the ocean is cyclical. Some
Absolutely.
Years we have El Ninos and warm currents.
Absolutely.
And the market is cyclical just like the ocean is. Doug, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Phil.
I would love to get together with you sometime. I believe I'll be at the Money Show with you in Vegas.
Oh, good. So please stop by and say hello, and we'll get some time together.
Yes, and congratulations on all the success of your father and you carrying on the tradition there. Thank you very much, Doug.
Okay, Bill. Take care.
Okay, thank you. That's Doug Fabian, fellow Southern Californian, grew up surfing at the beach. I'm not exactly the most nimble surfer in the world, but with the fishing pole, I'm not too bad. But you know what struck me? He sees the same thing. You know why? We're in the water every day. We put our wetsuit on. We put our fins on, our snorkel, our mask, whatever it takes to figure out what the markets are doing. And guess what? A guy that's in the water every day, just about 90 miles north of me, comes away with the same exact conclusion, independent of one another. I had no idea what Doug was going to say about the cycles that he sees. This is the first time I've ever talked to him. What was his takeaway? What was his observations of the market right now? The market has shifted. We call it a thermocline shift in the ocean. We call it an upwelling. The cold water comes to the top and the warm water goes to the bottom. And that which was out of favor down in the cold, chilly waters, down in the deep and the depths that nobody wanted, all of a sudden is on the top of the water. What does that mean for you, the 401k investor, the ETF investor, the stock market investor? You can't keep doing the same thing that you did last year. I know it ended a little bit more abruptly than I would have liked it. Yeah, I got caught up in just the tail end of it as I was getting out. I didn't know Yellen was going to say what she said. I didn't know that Waxman was going to send that letter. But I've picked myself up. I've dusted myself off. I've remade my portfolios, a total makeover, and now I believe here at Gunderson Capital Management, just like Fabian Wealth Management up north of me, we are positioned for the next cycle in the market. Now, you can do what you want to do. I'm doing what I'm going to do. I'm a money manager like Doug Fabian, and we go where the fish are biting. If you want that free offer on Doug Fabian's cycle investing with the ETFs, go to Fabian.com. Believe me, I mean, that is a stock market family. He grew up with it, just like my son is growing up with it. We observe conditions, and we go where the fish are biting. And, of course, my newsletter, which comes out weekly, and I will have a live trading service here soon, PWStreet.com. I don't think Doug realizes. I believe I'm sitting next to him on the panel at the upcoming Las Vegas Money Show in May. I'm also 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.